this is way outside my area of expertise, but for many, many years, there was, you know, we have solar panels to charge the weather stations. And, you know, even though it's seagulls, they really never messed with the weather station. You know, I mean, it has a, you know, enough things going on to it that they don't, you know, they're out there to do other things than hang around. So they don't really mess with the equipment. But all of a sudden, a couple of years ago, after the lake had been down enough and the lake level had been exposed, that it became apparent that the ecology of that place has changed, because now there's raptors that are sitting on our weather station and doing their business, watching for little critters and things around there. Again, at least that's our interpretation of what the heck is going on, because things have clearly, you know, changed. And that kind of shows what the impact was. You know, the Hat, when we first put it out there again as an island, we'd, you know, go leave from the marina at Antelope Island and go across the lake. For Gunnison, it's a little bit different, because you have to get on the north arm of the Great Salt Lake. For the first couple of times, we were able actually to go through the causeway, because the water level was so high. And actually, it was like a river coming from the south arm into the north arm. But now it's, you know, there's a boat launch ramp on the north end, just to the side of the causeway on Promontory. And that's, you know, still accessible and deep enough to be able to get out there. But when we were going out to Hat, this was in one of the first years, and, you know, you go and at that time, you know, it was kind of post their nesting season, but, you know, there's still plenty of seagulls on the island. So you pull the boat around, and then, you know, they kind of drop us off, and they're going to go off and do their thing. And as they're pulling the boat out, here's this little Cessna plane flying over the island. And, you know, if there isn't a whole lot of action out on the Great Salt Lake. So the pilot is bored, and he decides to circle around and see what this boat's doing out on Hat Island. And so as he comes around and makes a circle, and then he's going to be, you know, friendly. So he tips his wings, and he toots his horn. Well, you have 1,000 seagulls on an island, and they don't hear noises like the toot-toot of a Cessna. So they're startled, and they take off, and they let fly. So we're kind of ducking, and amazingly enough, nobody got hit.